Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dave Collins. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dan Dreesen. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Dave Concepcion. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The catcher, Vic Correll. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Hume. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Tom Hume. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting second. The center fielder, Scott Thompson. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Caudill. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Caudill. And now, play ball. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins strikes out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Dillard catches it and throws to first to double up Morgan. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen hits a fly ball into right field. Biedner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson throws the ball into Kelleher, who tags Knight trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Griffey. Ontiveros reaches second base with a double. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell takes first base on ball four. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Tom Hume is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hume strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Caudill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caudill strikes out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a pop-up towards third. Ontivero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caudill fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-1 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Buckner moves to second. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buckner moves to third. Two outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0-for-1 in the game. Dreesen takes first base on ball 4. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dreesen. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Dreesen steals second. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-1 in the game. Concepcion hits a line drive into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dreesen moves to third. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dreesen tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Reds. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll is 0-for-1 in the game. Correll is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blackwell takes first base on ball 4. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Caudill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelleher. The throw from Correll and he is safe. Kelleher steals second. Bill Caudill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caudill is 0-for-1 in the game. Caudill bunts towards first. Dreesen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillard hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Hume is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hume is 0-for-1 in the game. Hume hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dreesen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-2 in the game. Biotner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Biotner moves to second. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caudill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dreesen takes first base on ball 4. Griffey moves to second. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-2 in the game. Concepcion strikes out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Knight strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Blackwell strikes out. One out. Jerry Martin pinch hits for Mick Kelleher. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Vail pinch hits for Bill Caudill. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Donnie Moore now pitching. Ivan Dejesu now playing shortstop. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll is 0-for-2 in the game. Correll strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Hume is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Moore. Blair moves to second. Tom Hume is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hume is 0-for-2 in the game. Hume strikes out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dejesu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hector Cruz now playing left field. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-3 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dreesen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Griffey bunts towards the mound. Hernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morgan moves to second. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Dreesen bunts towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to third. Griffey moves to second. One out. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-3 in the game. Concepcion is walked intentionally. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dejesu fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miguel Delone pinch runs for Larry Biotner. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Delone. The throw from Correll and he is safe. Delone steals second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.